Yeah, both of them are working really, really hard. They're taking each other to another level with the competition. And, you know, it's something we believe in here, you know, deeply. They're working on their run fits, you know, their hand placement, their hat placement, their first step. They're working on their combination blocks, you know, in the pass game. They're working on, you know, not leaning, the tightness of their hands, you know, their punch placement, their punch timing. And those are probably the main things that those two guys are working on.
And they're phenomenally better right now than they were at any point last year. And you see the growth from year to year?
They're definitely improving, absolutely.
What is the one thing, when you think back of what Chester offered you guys last year, that you're really going to miss out on him, that you're looking at them to come in and either replicate or build?
Yeah, Chris did a really nice job for a really long time. He was a good football player for a long time. The thing you had with Chris is Chris was consistent. You know, Chris didn't miss football games. You know, Chris played extremely hard. Chris was a smart football player, unselfish football player, and very athletic, you know, productive football player for a long time. So that's what he brought, you know, to the table.
When Alex Mack got here, everyone was kind of, this is the guy that built the glue that holds everything together, communication, you know, from talking, everything. With Garland and Schweitzer both being here last year, are they on the communication page already? Are they already there, even though they're trying to fit into it?
I don't think you're ever there. I think it's a constant work in progress as far as the communication part of it. But, you know, those two guys have done a really good job of being versatile. They don't just play right guard. You know, Wes and Ben have played left guard. They've played center. They've played right guard. They've had to snap the football, make the calls in this offense, in this system. So that's really helped them understand the big picture, understand the communication that has to get all the way down the line. So I think that's accelerated their growth. And then, but really, at the end of the day, just how much those two guys are putting into it. I mean, they're going all in, and they're really competing for it, and they've done a nice job so far.
Ben Garland's kind of like that Swiss Army knife. Offense, defense, can do that. Does his time spent defensively help him when he's trying to build his offense?
You know, I definitely think it has helped him. You know, he's got a unique view of offensive line play because of where he started. And it's interesting because in our room, you know, he brings a different perspective. You know, you got a bunch of offensive linemen in that room. Well, Ben's been on the other side. Ben understands how defensive linemen are trying to attack you. They understand how they study. He understands how the coordinator, you know, directs game plans. And it's interesting, you know, some really, really in-depth conversations that go on between those guys on their own, picking each other's brain. Well, what is he thinking? What is he trying to do? And it's like, it's cool, the growth there, because it's kind of taking us to a different level. It's pretty cool. Him and some of the guys getting some pretty in-depth conversations about it from a defensive line perspective.
Staying off the field or maybe in your meeting rooms for a second, Schweitzer, nuclear physicist or whatever, I mean, he's got to be the smartest guy in the room, right? Does that stand out immediately?
Yeah, there might be some arguments from the other guys, but yeah, there's a few smart guys in that room. But he's definitely a smart kid, absolutely. Absolutely.
Your rookie coming in obviously wants to get into that competition as well, I assume.
He is.
What does he have to do to really
just keep getting better every day, learn the playbook so he can play fast, and, you know, keep grinding. But he's definitely in there. You know, he's got – if you're talking about Sean Harlow,
yeah,
he's gotten, you know, reps at left guard. He's gotten reps at right guard. So, yeah, he's definitely in that competition.